and I'd heard a Baptist preacher make it. I'd eliminate it. I'd make a direct Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a convictor of the Word and a comforter to the Christian. They that received the Word, they were convicted. Let me make this little point. You hear people saying, well, you ought to accept Christ. Man and the plan, you can't receive Christ without receiving His Word. Peter preached Christ. They that received the Word, they received what He taught. They received what He taught. You cannot accept Christ without accepting the Word of God. And the Word of God is the convictor to the sinner and a comforter to the Christian. And the Spirit of God moves through His Word upon both.
Amen.
What a difference. I spoke this morning, and there's little more that I could add except just a word or two relative to the school. First place, I'd like to say to Brother Harper that I have no feeling whatever that Freda Hardeman College is divided.
Amen.
Not a bit. I don't think you've lived close enough to us to understand fully what I said this morning when I said that Freda Hardeman College as such doesn't say it has a policy that governs every particular in our relationships and our understandings of the Word of God. If it had to do that, which one of you could come with me today and say we're 100% together? I'd love to get one of you in this audience. We've had academic freedom, even freedom to express ourselves on matters of difference in Bible matters. I can tell you many things, though. We are not divided on the all-sufficiency of the Word of God, as might have been implied today.
Amen.
Brother Warren stands for that. That's one reason I'm glad he's among those getting higher training, because of his absolute stand for the Word of God and where, how it came, the plan of salvation. We're not divided on that. We're not divided on Christian living. We're not divided on the importance of the church. There are some areas that I can see that you see. No man on earth can explain everything relating to it. And in areas like that, we've been free. And I wouldn't anymore try to chain Brother Warren in expressing of his views, or Brother Woods in expressing of his. Brother Woods knows I've said that to him hundreds of times. I want them to do it. But we are not attacking each other. If that in appearance has become part of this lectureship, that's unfortunate. We are discussing the issues before the church today. They are vital. They are eternal. And this one is important, just as important as any truth. And I hope and pray that our young people and all of you as you go your ways today have truly found out a number of things that will help you in your stand for that truth. And that we'll stand together now, and we'll stand together at the judgment bar of God, because we planted our faith in the word of His truth that saves the souls of men. That's where we stand here. I mentioned this morning, I could name any member of this faculty and tell you certain points that I might differ with him or with her, and they tell you quickly they differ with me. I don't like them a bit less. So I facetiously said to Brother Wallace this morning, I know two or three points in which he and I could get into a discussion this afternoon. But you think there's a man living that I'd risk young people sitting at the feet of quicker than I would G.K. Wallace? Well, don't get an idea, Brother Harper, that we're divided. And I'd risk any young man or young lady that comes to this school to feet of Brother Woodson, Brother Warren, Brother Tom Holland. These are men who are furthering their education. Brother Holland will be doing more of his. Brother Whittle, who was here yesterday. It's because of these men and what they stand for that I just don't want us to go away saying we're divided at Freda Hardeman. I don't believe we are, or are going to be, by the grace of God.
Can you say just a word about the expression image of the Bible, please?
Well, I'm sure that Brother Warren would join me wholeheartedly in saying to Brother Bradfield, it's our prayer and our fervent dedication that the image of the Bible department at Freed Hardeman College is going to continue to be what it has been. And we'll stand for the Word of God, we'll stand together for that Word and defend it against every kind of attack, God being our helper. We're dedicated to that. If I know anything at all about the dedication of the men that are with me in our work here at this present time, and I think they do.
Brother, may I just say one word?
One word.
I received the Word before I was baptized. But the gift of the Holy Spirit, our time for refreshing and rejoicing, and that the Holy Spirit gave me, I didn't receive any of it till I come out of the watery grave of baptism. I was scared. I was scared the Lord would come. I was like the Apostle Paul. And I didn't receive any of the joy and the comfort the Holy Spirit gave me. He gave me that when I obeyed the Lord. And I received His Word before, but it gave me no comfort and rejoicing. But when I obeyed the Lord, I believed then that I have His stamp of approval. And had His, this time, refreshing, it was from God. And, well, that's it.
Well, we'll say nothing further on that. Brother Woods, we do appreciate your being here. I believe that just one word, and then we won't have any more one words.
If a person receives the Word of God, the God of salvation, if he has baptized, when he baptized, he receives the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Let's stand together, please. We're glad you've been with us.